It was an awesome day out there today to get connected with our whole team at once. So as we start into this next phase of our off-season program, phase 3 allows us to get a chance to work with everybody together. So emphasis really going in. We had a lot of third down work today in some 2 minutes. So I thought the guys did a good job first time out doing that as a whole group. And with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding today.
Hey, Coach, what were some of the draws, goals, and objectives that you finally get to see, you know, mess the offense up against the defense in some situations?
Yeah, I think number one, we wanted to learn how to really practice fast and, you know, against each other, but doing it safely. And when we become a really good practicing team, that's when it'll carry over into the game. So, number one, just the tempo and the attitude that we're trying to practice with, you know, outside linebackers going against tight ends, you know, guards and centers going against defensive tackles, wide receivers going against DBs, that type of competition where you get to go back and forth against somebody, that's really where we'll make us. And that was one of the things I was most pleased about as we got started in the practice today.
Coach, you find that guys who have been diving into playbooks for the past couple of months finally starting to put it into practice, now you're seeing the fruits of that work?
I think generally you can see when a guy really has his details down, that's when he plays his fastest. There's oftentimes when I'm still learning the playbook and I'm still getting it down, there's that little hesitancy. And so fortunately, this is now the second or the third time going through some of the install. So the speed of that is picking up and we're allowed just to, you know, play a little more freely. And I was pleased with that so far today. Very few busts. And as that continues, the energy and the effort even goes higher and higher.
Dan, can you talk about what you saw from Vic as far as rushing?
Yeah, just Vic and all the rushers. We had a big third down period today, so it was going to be one of the real emphasis. As you know, the big thing that we're going to preach is trying to move the quarterback off the spot. So how many times can we get that quarterback to move? So the speed and the effort and the way that we come off the ball, that's some of the things that you try to implement on third down. Some of it was pressure. Some of it was rush. So for the first day, I'll take a look back at the film. I thought inside, Claiborne was one that jumped out. I saw Beasley jumped out for one. Those two in specific, Berman, I thought had a good one. Those three maybe jumped out in that period. We had about 8 plays of third down competition at the end where it was just, you know, win it or lose it based on that down and distance.
I know we got a long way to go. What is your take on spin moves?
Like overall in general? Like I think it depends on the player. Like if a guy who's got really good suddenness and can spin, then it's something that we've utilized. And if it's a bigger guy who uses more power, it's, well, we kind of avoid it. So it's really like as a player knowing who you are. And if it's something that a guy who's got great quickness can use, we'll use it. And if it's a guy who doesn't have that kind of quickness, then we tend to stay away from it. If you can't shoot from the top of the key, we're not going to put you out there. For my basketball analogy towards Vaughn.
And this is the time of year where in some situations guys, you know, decide not to show up, you know, around the league. But here, you know, it looked like everybody was participating. How important is it for you in your first run as head coach to have such a high level of participation, particularly from veterans like Rodney White?
Yeah, I've been thrilled by the attitude of the team. And you can see how tight these guys are. And I think that's a big factor to it. The more time, you know, we all spend together, we get to know each other better, how to play off one another. And so that bonding that happens out here on the field that only really takes place in practice and in games and those times together, you can't simulate that. So I couldn't have been more thrilled to have everybody here. But to be honest, I wasn't surprised just knowing the work that they've put in through phase 1, through phase 2, and then now as we're getting into this third phase of the off-season program, I fully anticipated everybody working kind of in the fashion that they are. So I was really pleased by that.
Is the presence at this time underrated?
I think to certain teams it can be. And just knowing these are the skills, are you doing the things necessary to help you become a better player? And I think some football movements and some positions in specific, you've got to do it at practice to get really good at that. So for all of the guys, they have some things that they're working on this offseason at your game in specifically. And so what better way to make us better than to do it out at practice?
Dan, your style has been very hands-on, which is that kind of from the last coach that a lot of the veterans were here at. How are the guys taking to that? Are you surprised to see them taking well to it?
Not necessarily surprised. I know I was going to be authentic to my own self in terms of how I could help best the team. So I knew for me, I wanted to be out on the field coaching with the guys and being as involved as I could. So I've been looking forward to these days where we get the whole team together. And so now that's, we've had a camp where there were, you know, just the veterans, and we had another camp where it was just the rooks. And now to have everybody here, that's where it gets the challenging part, to find out all the unique stuff that a player has. And that's what we do on the field, to try and coach the guys, to get the corrections right and find out the things that they can do best, and let's draw it out of them. Yeah, and one of the terms that we say, it's about the ball. So the offense, how much can they regard it and protect it and taking it care of for all the guys? And it's not just you know, the quarterback or the receiver. It's the left tackle and the center who are responsible, and the running back. And so everybody on offense, you know, in terms of the way they carry it, the way they protect the guy who is. And then defensively, all the calls we have are designed to go after the ball. And that's really the mindset that we have, that every chance we get to have a conscience about taking it back to give it back to the offense, we want to do that. And so I think when you have that balance, and defensively they keep trying to take it away, the offense, you know, their conscience gets even stronger and stronger. And so the ball security for the offense, they did a good job today.
Sense the guys are real receptive to the fast-paced style of practice that you guys run?
I think so. And the fast-paced in terms of the attitude and the style, and you hear the music, and really what we're looking for is not a clean environment in which to practice at, because that's really not how you play, where everything just lines up just right, and it's not. So the noise, the energy, the situations that we put the guys in, it's intentional for that to make it more competitive, more where it would seem like chaos to a lot of other folks. But for us, that's how you play the game. And so that's why we're trying to create so many of those scenarios that we can.
Tom Cable said that the spread offenses have hurt fundamentals in college from guys coming up. You agree with that?
I don't know if I necessarily agree with Tom on that part about the fundamentals, but I know, like, for every part of every facet of the game, whether it's, you know, youth football and into high school and into college, if you don't emphasize the fundamentals, that's where, you know, you can see, you know, the technique going down, whether it's tackling or blocking or what technique. So for us, you know, one of our goals is, say, can we be one of the best fundamental teams in ball in terms of always being on it? So I think just having the balance, knowing how much time you got to dedicate to the things that are so important as the fundamentals, make sure you never vary too far from that to know that's what makes you really good. Well, number one, he's, you know, has had a terrific, you know, experience playing safety, both free and in strong. I think it's, you know, the range in the middle of the field is what we see, to see if he can, you know, do that and have an impact to go get the ball. So those are kind of things that jumped out to us, you know, from, you know, through his career up until now and then through the first few practices.
When I talked to O'Brien Schofield, he said that this is a defensive system the guys are going to be able to pick up on. But he said it's not something that you can just memorize. You have to really understand the concept. Is that how you see it as well?
Yeah, I think OB nailed it in that way. It's not necessarily the scheme that's going to be so challenging in terms of all the different exotic defenses that we may play, but really the players, they bring the calls to life. And there are certain principles that are part of the defense that will be the same, but it's the effort, the style, the attitude that we play with that makes how we'll play this year so unique.
You don't have a lot of experience at the top of your depth chart of running back. Can you talk about Devontae Freeman? He was saying he really didn't take any time off this offseason, went at it all time in Miami.
I love the competitive attitude that Devontae brings. To me, you know, when we're having the best offseason you ever had, he's one of the guys like, I'm here, coach, I'm ready. And he wanted to, you know, be the first at doing everything. So that told you what the competitor is. I knew he had terrific hands just from coming out. You saw that as part of his game. And then now to add what he's doing into the run game, I can't wait to watch him work. He doesn't back down from anything. That's one of the things I love about Devontae the most. He just, every challenge, yep, I'm ready for the next one. And that's one of the things I really do admire about him and his game.
Sam
Baker?
Yeah.
In fact, I believe he was inside doing some of the rehab that goes inside, some that's going outside, and Dez was in the same today.
Dez is injured.
Yeah, so he's got a knee that's been bothering him. We're going to follow up with him today as well.
Is there a goal in mind for Jalen Collins? Is it to just kind of hold him off to minicamp?
Not necessarily. We're trying to kind of go as fast as we can to get him back, but using the guidelines from the medical staff in terms of when's the best, you know, time to begin the running to get going. So I don't know if there's a clear-cut time to say it's by here. I know as soon as we can, we want to get some of the individual technique work done. I think that could start as early as next week.
Personality of the staff overall in terms of, you know, working with their units, will it be discernible if a guy's not happy with somebody, move it out, get somebody else in, especially with 90 guys?
Yeah, I think the attitude is where, especially true for the young guys, I think you're kind of talking about some of the competition that goes back and forth in the team. And it's important for the young guys. You probably saw some of them into, you know, a first group or a second group today. And really that's by design. We want to see, you know, let's throw some of these young guys into the fire and see what they can do. All the competitive periods that we have, whether it be 2 minute or a third down competition, and they have to go, you know, all right, now it's on. Let's see what you can do. And so we want to make sure that everybody here, they get that opportunity. And so each practice, all right, today might be your day. Let's see what op you have. And then for the, it's so unique to see where some guys, yeah, here's my opportunity. I'm taking advantage of other guys. I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet. So we're always looking to find out information on the guys, and yeah, it was by design today to kind of keep churning the guys through and see what they have.
Dan, can you talk about the importance of Tyson Jackson losing a little bit of weight just to play the position that he is, because he said that's one of his focuses right now?
Yeah, Tyson's always been somebody that has had such great strength, and it's one of the things, you know, when we've watched him through the years to say, man, is he strong and plays with length. And then in this system, we wanted our defensive end really to – he'll stunt more and move more than maybe some of the traditional 3-4 teams that Tyson's, you know, been a part of through the years. So – as that goes, and the movement, you have to give up, you know, some of the size and the bulk, as you would think. So it's one of the things he's worked at hard, you know, going through the spring. And I know, you know, going through the next phase of this, being out in the field, that's a good time for the guys to really work their conditioning. So he has been, for sure.